Hallelujah. He is good. He's worthy to be praised. I said earlier before, you know, he deserved the glory, the honor for all that he has done and all that he wants to do. So give him some more praise. Give him, you can't praise him enough. You can't give him glory enough. Man, I mean, God deserves all the glory. He deserves the glory he ain't getting. So I'm going to pass the mic to pass on now because he ain't getting all of the glory. Hallelujah.
We give him the glory and praise this morning. Will you stand on your feet? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now I know what he's saying. I was glad this morning when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Somebody stood back there and they testified. They said, I don't know, was it Brittany? He's not going to put on you no more than you can bear. Who said that? Don, thank you, Don. I tell you, you never know what you say. You know what I mean? When you sit in the house of the Lord among the people, you may be think you ain't saying nothing. And you might be saying something to break a chain off of somebody else. You know, you just can't never tell. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord because every time I come, sister will say something about what I'm going to preach. She don't know what I'm preaching. I don't call and tell her. But she'll say something. I say, well, thank you, Lord. So I come today with a heart full of thanksgiving. I come today to thank God for being God. I thank him for being who he say he is. I thank him for taking care of us, taking us through. No matter what we've been through, Brother Don, God is taking. He told me March. I'm looking for something great to happen in March. I didn't know what it was, and I told Brother Alice, I don't know. He said March. I don't know what it's going to be. And I think about the winds of March, you know, blowing stuff away. You know, maybe that'll be what that is. Thank you, Jesus. Today I come to preach the word, and God gave me a word to give to the saints of the Lord, and I just want to thank him again. Thank you for seeing Dee and Gwen. I was wondering, when are they coming? Amen. Thank you. I just thank the Lord for all of you, my precious, my kids, my... I'm just giddy with Thanksgiving this morning. Is that okay? Amen. It's March, you know, March brings spring, don't it? Uh-huh. And something that women and men do in the spring. And we're going to talk about that probably over some of that. But, Lord, I just want to thank you today. Lift your hands and praise the Lord. I want to thank you for being who you are. Oh, I've had a long time to know and to learn who you are, Lord. And I want to thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing me, Lord. Hallelujah. On this journey, I just want to thank you, Father. And I give you praise and I give you glory. I love you and I praise you, Lord, today. And I pray that the word, Lord, may go forth and it may bless and it may help. It may help the pulpit first and the leaders and then the children of God. In Jesus' name, I love you for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to thank the Lord today again and ask him to bless this word today. Pray, ask him to bless it. Praise the Lord that we will be helped and we be strengthened because it have to help us too, the ministers. Praise the Lord. We're just up here as a vessel. It's God. Say God. It's always God. If you know what I'm saying, it ain't never us. It's always God. And so I just want to praise him and I just thank him and I thank him for the word today and I ask him to help me deliver it, deliver my soul. Hallelujah. Turn around and you can't shake nobody. Just kind of turn around and say, praise the Lord to your sister and your brother. Hallelujah. Don't go flirting all over the church now and up in folks' face and all that kind of stuff. But Brother Steve, I'm so glad. When I see you come, I just get glad. I said, there's Steve. I do, honestly. You know, liars go to hell. When I see you come, I said, oh, there's Steve. And then Selena, most times Selena come in, I said, well, I know Steve coming. And if you come in first, I say, oh, there's Steve. Hallelujah. We just love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles, and God began to deal with me kind of strange because it seemed like I was getting so many messages in the message, you know what I'm saying? And you're going and you're studying, you think, well, this is what he wants, and then you see something else. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I would just like to tell you, if you didn't know it, hallelujah, Dad. I passed out some last week about what brother was saying about, you know, what need to be, you know, we need to call our senators and junk, you know, for Sunday. When I got back home, hallelujah, I began to think. And as I began to meditate, the Lord said, I don't care how many things you write, how many laws y'all make. It ain't no law. It ain't nothing that's going to keep us where we need to be. But 2 Chronicles 7:14. You can sign all the bills you want to. And y'all get excited about this, you know, the bills they signing. Half the time they don't even keep it. They say words they don't even keep. We got to stop to pin it up on man and what man say and depend up on what this say. We got to make a concert effort to get in this thing and walk in the light as he's in the light. Children of God, if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, then they say we'll have fellowship. We're not going to have fellowship with each other or God unless we walk in the light. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. I do. I said, God, I said, you know, I'm older than most of the people, everybody in here, not because Sister Gerda ain't here. By the way, she's doing well. We was fortunate enough for a lady that she raised chickens, and she raised chickens with, they laid little bitty hen eggs like this here. And it tickles her. She said, so I can eat two. Now I can eat two eggs. That's how sweet she is. And so last week, I went to take her. I said, come and get you, take your egg, bring your egg, sweetheart. Okay, I'm home. And she looks well. She really looks, she looks well now. You know what I'm saying? First she was looking, but she looks well, and she still loves God. She said, now when I come back, I'm going to hug. I'm a hugger. And when her daughter don't let her come, you know, because she's, what, 87 or something like that. She said, but when I come, I'm going to just hug. Everybody, I'm going to hug. I said, Lord, let her come back in time. You don't let her get to eat. And so I just want to say that she's doing well. I want you to go to 2 Chronicles. And we don't need another wonder drug, children of God. I'm telling you, God has got the answer for us. And what I'm seeking God for, the answer. I want to know, because I believe God is who he says he is. Do you? Amen. I believe he got everything we need. I do, Sister Linda, I do. I believe that he got everything. I believe he wants to do things for us. He wants to show us that he's God. So we don't need another nothing. Don't be praying that they do. You know, I want the government to, you know, they're going to, you know, well, but they ain't going to do what they want to do, because people going to do what they want to do. We, you know, you can't talk a devil out of nobody. You know, like, come on now, you can't talk it out of them. What's in you is in you, and God has to remove it. Yeah. Hallelujah. We got to ask God to begin to show up and show out, I'm going to say. Praise the Lord. Because I believe, Brother Al, Brother, I believe God got everything we need. I do believe that. Hallelujah. Now, we are human, and sometimes I hate my humanity. I do. Do you? I hate my humanity sometimes. I said, Lord, I wish I was stronger. I wish I was, and then I get mad at myself. Lord, you know how old I am? I ought to be a giant in strength. My God. I ought to be, you know, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to go to 2 Chronicles. I'm going to go there first. I'm going to start with the 11th verse of the 7th chapter. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord. And the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart, all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperly effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house to sacrifice. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people. He said, if he do this, if my people, y'all know the verse, it's very familiar, which are called by my name, and it's really, that really stuck with me this time. I've read that scripture so many times, but now it really means something to me. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And when I read in some more scriptures how God sent pestilence. God, it ain't no, the Lord sent pestilence among his people, remember? He said, now my eyes shall be opened, and my ears attend unto the prayers that is made in this place. And I begin to ask God, because, you know, the Jews, like, when they go any place, that you can't always be in that place. You know, like, you can't always be in this confound of this church. You can't always be there. But I noticed that when they pray, they turn to the east, where the temple is. And then God began to tell me, then he turned over, he began to tell me about a house. I said, well, Lord, what is a house? He said, a house is where people live. I wrote it down. Let me write it. A house. He said, I wrote the thing of what he said a house is. He said, a house is where people live. Otherwise, it's a resident. You know, I looked it up on the, you can look it up on your thing. And the people that live in it is householders. People looking, what's she going to say? You can have a house where God come. You remember when Jacob went, Jacob got really, you know, messed up, running from his brother. What did he say? When he got, let's read it, read it, read that for me, Al. Let's see, it's in Genesis 28 in the 10th verse. Begin with the 10th verse. You know, when Jacob was running from his brother, what you running from? When Jacob was running from his brother, I'm going to show you now what a house can be. I got to slow down because I'll be messed up here. Okay, read.
And Jacob went out from the sheep and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon the certain, a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place.
Yes.
And he put them.
Not waiting, wait now. He lit up on a certain place. Say place. Okay. He lit up on a certain place. And he took stones and put them there. Okay.
He put them for his pillow and laid down in that place.
Okay.
And he dreamed.
He dreamed.
And behold, a ladder set up on the earth.
Yes.
And the top of it reached to the heaven.
Yes.
And behold, the angel of God ascended and descended on it.
Yes. Yes.
Thy seed.
Yes.
And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south.
Yes. So he talked to Jacob. Go ahead.
And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Yes.
And behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee in all the places where thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of to thee of. And Jacob awoke.
He woke.
And Jacob awakened out of his sleep.
He woke out of sleep.
And he said, surely the Lord is in this place.
Yes.
And I knew it not.
Yes.
And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place.
Yes.
This is none other but the house of God.
This is none other but the house of God. Now let that stand you. This is none other but the house of God. This is what God gave me. This is none other but the house of God. He wasn't in no location. He wasn't in no building, but he was in a house of God. So the house represent now, praise the Lord, it represents your life, your spiritual state that you in the house. Remember Jesus said, somebody built their house up on the sand and the floods came and it tore it down and this kind of thing. He's talking about us. Amen. You can build your house where you can meet God anywhere you are. You think you just got to come into this building with you. I mean, we want the Holy Spirit to, you understand what I'm saying? Come on, stay with me. We want the Holy Spirit to be in this building and angels, because we have been prophesied that we got all kind of angels walking in here. And I'll be over here and help. We have had, you know, that angels do come. And I remember when the Lord called this brother, he called him to the church and gave him this message when he got an orphan home over in Haiti, Brother Van. And he said, the Lord called him, said, come back to the church. Well, we meet in this building. We meet in this church. But that don't mean that God is not going to meet you in your basement. That don't mean he ain't gonna meet you where you are having your problems. God will meet with you in your house, which is where God meet with you. Yes. And can I come on now here? And the Lord told me this. He said, you know, you don't have to be in a certain place. for me to come. Just be somewhere that your heart is. Where your heart is, that's where you are. And the Lord showed me that. I said, Lord, and help me, praise the Lord. Because sometimes we say, well, I got to get to church. You know, you may be where you can't come to church. Just like these people been out in Wharton. If they was thinking the church was the only, I know you love church. I love too. It's not the church you love. You love the community of the saints. So what you said is, I want, so if brother run over to me, hallelujah. If I'm living at 2540 State Street and I need some help and you run up there, that's the church, baby. We are the church. Didn't the Bible say we're the church? The church is not a building. We are the church. He said, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that's what I said, Lord, you live in me. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times when I go over there, I'm feeling too bad sometimes to even pray. But I want you to live in me. Amen. And so Lord said, you know, March is the time what they call house cleaning. He told me this, that all this came to me. He said, now it's time to do your spring cleaning. He said, I want you to get rid of everything that you know. Look under that rug where you've been sweeping that mess that you took to the next year. Because you feel like when he come, he ain't going to see that. But he looking under your rugs. He see everything. Look behind your pictures where you done put something. He told me, he said, tell the saints, and you too, it's time to clean your house. Let him help you. You know, we can't do it ourselves, but we can show, ask God what I'm doing. You know, it's something where we got to do. He ain't going to just come down and knock you in the head. Now, come on. It's something you got to do. Praise the Lord. And I find it, I talk to people. People call me because I'm a woman, and a woman, you know, of God, they find out you're pressed, you know how they do. And they call you and ask you questions. But I'm from the old school. I just think you ought to do what you're supposed to do. Maybe I'm too hard sometimes, brother. And so I'm kind of pulling back because I don't want to be hard. I want to love. You know what I'm saying? But when I was raising them, they to want to say, boy, pastor wouldn't let you get away with that. I just raised them. Black was black and white is white. You know, I just, that's the way I felt. I felt, if I was doing something, I had to quit doing it. Now, maybe that's something I need to learn up in there, you know, but I just feel like wrong is wrong and right is right. You know, I feel like serving God was what they taught me and showed me in the scripture. Amen. And I just feel like I got to do this. I didn't try to bring myself up to what she thought, he thought, but I was trying to bring myself up to what that said. What he said. You know, I didn't, watch out now. The church makes excuses. God, listen, our souls are at stake. Don't you see what the devil doing? He tearing up everything. He's just like a big gorilla coming out the forest. He just, you know, and he just tearing up everything. And we get to listening so much, hallelujah, that we can't have what God wants us to have. Listen. Brother Donald, God is still a healer. I don't care what you take. I'm gonna be, and I hope to die. I said, Lord, I just can't change. I'm too old. I just believe you who you say you are. And I believe you can do what you say you can do. And I said, Lord, I'm not gonna be ashamed to tell people that you can heal his leg, heal her arm, give her a new breast. But that's what I believe God heals. But I'm gonna tell y'all, so you think that's crazy. Here's, I'm asking for some new teeth. Honestly, I'm asking for teeth. Go to the dentist. The dentist, no, they hurt me. You stick up there, that hurts me. And I say, God, if you can make a world, if you can put a stone up there, you can give me some new teeth. Come on now, Brother Ed. Did he, you know, he, I can flip that TV on, but I'm going to see something about nature. I don't care when I flip it on. I could be turned to something else, but I'm going to see something about the people, you know, the beautiful fish. And I'm going to look at it and say, oh, God. When I see the wonders of God, saints, there's nothing he can't do. Don't ever think that, get your mind so. But see, the devil got our minds, so all of us, I'm saying. He got our minds, so God want to take our minds back. Hallelujah. And visit our house and sit down and stay in our house. So now I want him to stay in my house. You want to stay in your house. I heard somebody say, we got to clean up our houses. All right. I said, we got to clean our house. So he'll be comfortable. I heard sister say, when you said I want him to be comfortable, now she didn't know I was going to preach that. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm feeling good about preaching that. I say, we got to clean. I'm talking about starting here. We got to clean up our house so he can stay there. Don't have nothing. I said, well, you know, I'm human. He knows you're human. Don't be crazy. Y'all stop that. I mean, of course we are human. And let me come pinch you. You'll find out you're human. You're human. God knew that. Jesus knew. Why did he come? He came because he came to live a life among men. You can't be better than him. But the Bible say, now I don't care what you say, the Bible say, we cannot be greater than, but we can be as our Lord in this present world. And when I read that, I said, uh-oh. What would Jesus do? What would he do under certain circumstances? I came to tell you it is time to clean our house. It's spring time. Amen. Get under the rugs. You know, the things you use, you wash the windows. Because people can see that, so you wash the windows. Folk can see your windows, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. But they ain't seen that mess you done hid. The stuff you put in your closet last year. You don't see that. You got to clean them closets out. I said, God, I got to clean out these closets. I'm telling you, it's awful. Hell, I don't know what y'all, but America has really gotten spoiled. And I'm telling Dr. to tell about what you do. I say, I'm cleaning up. I say, I got junk all over my tables. I got stuff, you know, just junk. Papers and who wrote this one? I said, Dad, we burning this mess up. I'm going through this stuff. And if I mean, it was terrible. I said, what's done happened to me? You come to the living room, my house is open. The living room, dining room is open. I had a table full of this and that. Daddy's stuff that he got to go to the hospital. And I'm looking at them and I say, what in the name of Jesus? What is wrong with me? And I go to the kitchen, the table, I got papers and this is in that room. Well, you know, once you start helping people send you all this stuff. I said, another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to find out about three people I want to help and the rest of them have to go because I get too much stuff. I say, I get too much stuff. Sister, I got parasols and this and that and good stuff. It don't be like it ain't good stuff, but it's stuff. I say it's stuff. I got every kind of bag, every color that they done sent me through the mail. I got calendars. I get calendars. Y'all want a calendar? I don't even have to buy no address labels. Everybody sent me an address label. And so they would send them to the church. And I said, now I don't even live there. They said, okay. So they started sending them to my house number. It's just stuff. Y'all know it's the truth. If you help anybody, they're going to get your name to that one. And that one gets named it until you're going to be all over America. And you're going to have a lot of stuff. I ain't talking about that kind of stuff, though. But I'm lacking that until the things we have picked up. We have picked up stuff, children of God. We've picked up stuff along since we've been saved. You know, you may not feel the same about the same way that you felt when you first got saved. Because we done picked up stuff. It is time to clean our houses. Clean them out. Go in there and don't be scared. You ain't gonna miss nothing. You know, don't be scared. And then, watch out. Now, I ain't going to say that because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. When I can say it in love, I will. Right now, I don't feel. Let's turn to, I got some scriptures down here. Okay, let's turn to Matthew 7 so we can get some more understanding on that. Matthew 7. I love you. Thank you for praying for me. Your prayers do mean a lot to me. He sure do. Okay. Okay, number 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now, you can take that literal. You can take it. I'm taking it different this time. Hallelujah. The rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew or beat up on the house and it fell not. Am I going too fast? For it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be like unto, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. And what happened to it? It fell. And great, listen, look that word now. And great was the fall of it. I know that we're living in the day of the coming of the Lord. I believe Jesus is coming quicker than we think. I don't know if Brother Ed remember, if y'all remember back a few years, maybe more less few, the angels begin to come to earth, get in people's cars and say, Jesus is coming soon and disappear. Do you know anything? God, Jesus have told us time and time again, he's coming soon. Now, the soon don't mean what you think. See, that's what them got us hung up, see. Because we trying to figure out what soon is to God. But soon ain't the same soon it is to God. But Jesus is coming. I don't know. Sometimes I feel, Brother Ed, that he's coming in my lifetime. Because I had a dream once, a vision. I was walking down the street. And I was working with this a young man, Brother Holloway. And we was walking. We had just come from, we used to go out together. The pastor would send us out to, you know, to see about people. We was walking down the street and we was talking about the Lord. And up we went. So I've always felt that I'm going to be here when the Lord comes. That's what made me think that, you know, I'm going to be here when Jesus comes. Amen. But what I want to tell you, Jesus is coming. And you ain't got time to get ready. And you know why I think he coming like that? Because you know, if you say forgive me, he probably would. You know what I'm saying? So the Bible say he's coming in a twinkling of an eye, like that. And I think about that. Our hearts have to be kept clean. We can't go to the bed, you know, with all the mess in our hearts. If we got something against each other, we got to not get it right. If we're doing something, we got to stop doing it. We just got to. If we want to see, you know, what is it worth to spend the rest? And I told this, I don't understand about, Revelation, about the coming of the times, you know, like the 3 years in a long time. And this. I don't teach it because I don't understand it. You know, what people say about, well, he going to come when, and so. I said, I just want to be ready whenever you come. Yeah. And I pray, Lord, don't leave me down here. I don't care if I do have another chance. I don't want to be left on this earth. I'm going home on the morning train because the evening train may be too late. I don't want to take a chance, sister. And who want to live through all that mess that they say? If it's that he going to take us out of here, then Antichrist going to take over and da, 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 da. Where you think you're going to stand? Because he said he was given all to do, take this mark. You can say, well, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm not yet. Yeah, you will. You're going to do just what's going to be done at the time you live in. So I'm hoping, I don't know how God going to do this, but whenever he come, I know he coming because all the scriptures tell us he is. So that first coming, I want to be on the morning train because the evening train may be too late. I want to be on the morning train. It may be he loves, so he might. I don't know how he going to do it. Brother, I wish I could tell you, but I don't know how. I don't really. I got my wonder, but you know what your mind said don't have to be, you know. Amen. But all I know is the Lord is telling us, clean our houses. Clean them up. Clean them up. Get rid of all the trash and stuff. You don't need this stuff. You ain't used this in 20 years. I mean, it'll be nice to start and just, you can't do it overnight, but you can start now, praise the Lord, clean it up. And I'm thinking naturally and spiritually so because we don't need the junk we have accumulated. And we don't need the junk in our lives we've accumulated. And we don't need to start, you know, petting each other. We need to tell, hey, there's something on your sweater there. Yeah, that's that. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. Thank you. And then the person say thank you. Instead of saying, who she thinks she is. She needs to look at her own life. You know how we are. We need to look. You know, we need to look. You better take some advice sometime. Because the Lord be talking to you sometime. Ain't nobody trying to hurt you. Shoot. The Lord be talking to you sometime. Amen. Is anybody getting anything out of this? I tell you, the Lord just, this is what he been telling me, just me. Clean up your house. Clean it up. Clean your life, everything you know. You say, well, I don't willfully sin. You know what I'm saying? I try to love people, you know, and try to, you know, and people call me, tell me, Sister David, you love, you know, and, you know, and da, 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 you know, I say, okay, you know. Amen. But I know God knows my heart. You can't fool God. Come on, children. You can't fool God. If you think you can, you think nobody knows. No, nobody may not know. And then sometimes God will tell them something too. You better watch out. God will read your address sometime. I've been in services like that. He'll read your name, your telephone number, hallelujah, and he'll read your mind because he knows it. Amen. God loves us so much. I can see the love. Sometimes I get ashamed. I say, Lord, you just love us so much. You love me so much, Lord. I didn't finish that fast. I didn't, you know, and my daughter said, Mama, you're not 18 no more. I said, yeah, but I can't believe you can't fast now. You know, I fast a couple of days a week, but I said, Lord, that ain't enough. There's too much wickedness in the world. You got to help me. You got to help me, Father. Help me to pay whatever. And let me tell you something. I always tell him this. I know I can't pay no price. But fasting is the humbling of the soul. But I'm not going to try to fast to pay no price. Because God told me it's nothing you can pay. Jesus paid it all. I say he paid it all. I said he paid it all. And because he paid it all, he left a place for us to do what we supposed to do. He ain't telling you nothing you can't do. Amen. And when I say clean up, I know everybody thinking you, I don't have to run to that. And thus said the Lord. So I said, no, you know where you are. I know where I am. He know where he is. I don't care. Sister David, you know, I listen to that with a grain of salt. I do. I do, brother. I'm not, this is the way I just raised my, the Holy Spirit raised me like that. I said that. I know what I read the Bible and I've matched myself with the scriptures. Am I lying upon like, I say, am I loving like I should? Lord, let me give like I should. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. Let me see y'all. And I want to go home on the morning train. I don't want to go, hallelujah, on if it is in the Bible that you're going to be left behind with that picture. Y'all see left behind? Biggest crazy stuff. But don't believe left behind because you don't know what's going on. You better not be left behind. You better try to get out of here while the getting is good. Because and I thought to myself, I said, Lord, if they couldn't make it now, how in the heck they going to make it if they be left behind and have to go through more? They can't even go through this. Yeah. What's going to happen? It's time to clean our houses. And remember, wherever you are, you can have the house of God. It's just you, the house. Because the Bible said you are the tabernacle. He said we are living tabernacle. Did he say it? We're the tabernacle. Praise the Lord. It's good that you, sister, say, and it's the truth. When all these tabernacles get together, y'all never heard the Mormon tabernacle choir sing? Woo! Woo! Them people can't sing. Why? Because all the people from different Mormons got together and they all sang in one song. And they sang it. Melody, oh my, it almost make you rise up out. It, they can really sing. And I love good singing. Yes, I do. But I know in my heart that the Lord is coming. He's coming. He's coming. This is why the enemy cutting up so bad. He know he's coming. He's trying to take your man and say, God, he ain't God. He don't do this. But the devil is a liar. I come to serve him though. I say before the children of God, you are a liar. God is going to heal his people. He's going to do what he say. He's going to raise up people that will obey. God is going to have a people, and I'm going to be one of them. And I made my mind up, sister. I'm going to be one of those people. Amen. Because I'm going to try to all myself in my heart, whatever he say. I had my mind made up this morning to do something. God said, go back. I said, okay. So, you know, let the Lord make up your mind. You know, don't go too fast. You know, cause you may make a mistake. Cause God, I just believe he God. I believe God is God. I believe he'll keep me. I do. I trust him. I believe he will keep me. I ain't tell you how people been paying my bills, my grocery bills. I go to the store and it happened twice in a day. I went to one store and the lady say, I said, pay. He said, oh no, say, somebody already paid you. I said, what? Went to the same day now. Went to another store. And I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, you're so good. Oh, Jesus. He said, I don't look in your pocket and see what you got. And so I went to another store. He said, did somebody pay? He said, no, they already paid your bill. I said, who is this paying my bill? Who is these folks? Is they following me around? You know what I'm saying? If these people follow me around paying my bills, I say, I sure appreciate it. But I was, you know, brother, I was taken back, you know, cause this ain't never happened to me, praise the Lord. Paying my bills, I said, whoa. And I was telling the kids, so Lord let me know he gonna take care of me. He gonna take care of me and he gonna take care of you. You ain't gonna starve. No. He gonna take care of your bills. I don't care how much you, listen, I think if we depend on him, we depend on, you got to depend on him. You can't have a second plan. How you call it, plan? Yeah, you can't. No, you got to know that God is going to be with you. Brother Don, we just all need God. What I'm feeling about God, I just say what I feel, but I'm not fussing at you about what you do. You know what I'm saying? I would like to see, but the Lord told me, say, let me do some things and I'll bring them up to faith. I'll bring them up. I'm asking God to move soon for all of us, brother, down, sister. I pray for everybody who say you up at 5, I'm up at 4 or 5 every day. That's just my life. I don't care if I go on a vacation. I don't care if I don't sleep at 3. If I get to bed at 12 o'clock, sorry, I'm going to wake up at 5. If I get in there at 1 o'clock, and I don't have no kind of buzzer to come on. I'm going to just get up and it kind of tickled me a little bit. I said, Lord, I'm 81. I guess he said, and I'm eternity. So, and. let me tell you this and I'm going to sit down. We'll say what we want to see what happened yonder. You know, when the church was, we remember when the church was people walking up the walls and swinging on the ceilings. And I mean, under the glory of God. We seen people dance until, once said there was a stove out there. They was dancing around the stove and didn't get burned, just dancing around the stove. I seen a lot in my day. And so, brother, praise the Lord. But if you want to see that, you're going to see a people that's sold out to God to the best of their understanding. Now, they may not have the understanding that God has given us, but we done got too smart, I think. We done got too smart because it's the old time religion. It's what was good enough for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. Amen. So God is still the same God. Don't grow up too fast. Don't get into all this stuff where people, you know, it's something new. It's always something new because the church is new. Brother, it takes all I can not to judge the church because of the way I was raised. You know what I'm saying? All I see is people dancing around, women wearing what I was taught not to wear, you know, and the hair is this and green and blue and yellow. And that's all I see. And so I have to keep myself in the love of God. I can't say because she got on purple hair that she's any less. You understand what I'm saying? Less than me. But I'm not used to seeing that. I'm not used to it. You know, but, you know, somebody coming here with purple hair, then I'm going to love them. You know what I'm saying? We all going to love them. And if they come here, even with pants now, only thing that pastor ain't going to, no woman going to get in that pulpit with pants, not while I'm here. And now they, y'all can judge me if you want to. But no. No. I'm sorry. This is the way I feel in my heart, okay? It could be wrong, but God will have to help me. Everybody done got quiet on me. Well, she's a nut. Yeah, honey, I'm a nut, but I'm a nut for Jesus. And I'm going to get something done, too. Because I'm not going. I don't want what they had. I don't want what they got. I want what Jesus wants me to have. I want what the Bible say I can have. Amen. Stand on your feet. I love all of you because you have kept me encouraged, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Brother Ed. Thank you. You brought up something that the Lord said again to me. Said again to me. And I was wondering some things, but he answered it when you said what you said. He answered my prayer and what I've been asking him. Thank you for praying for me, Sister Harlan. All of you that love me, I really appreciate it. Y'all know love is a strong emotion. I mean, it's a strong emotion. You know that? It's a strong emotion. And when you love, you want love back. You know what I'm saying? God loves us. He expects for us to love him. He don't make you love him, but, you know, he expects that. Love is a strong emotion. It can build up or tear down. I tell you. I'm telling you now, love is a strong emotion. Amen. Anybody?
There's two things that come to my mind right now. I think I may have shared this testimony with you when you talked about the couple of errors and things like that. But with our boys of not being tattooed, and my oldest son got tattooed his whole body, arms, neck, chest, stomach, and everything. And that bothered me so bad.
Yeah. Yes, Lord. No, you don't judge anybody. No.
You gotta run a race like turtles.
Yes, right.
Make it to the end.
Yes, Lord.
There's some things that come along.
Yes, Lord.
We gotta remember that.
Yeah. We certainly can't judge it, because if you do, you'd be in a mess.
I know.
Especially with this new generation. Woo wee. Amen. God bless all of you. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got anything to say? I'm going to let you speak if you want to. No, that's not really what I'll let you speak. Thank you.
Amen.
I think that's what has held me, love. You know, we got a song. Y'all, you knew that song, Love Lifted Me? When nothing else would help. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, and may the Lord watch between us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I just love you. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you too. May God go with you and stand by you, take you home safely, keep you through the week, and just help us all to get our houses clean. In Jesus' name, God bless you.